We see rebellion and revolution as violent events. They have been in the past, as they have usually been organized by violent men who had been pushed to desperation by bigger and more violent men who were usually pretty corrupt too. However, there can also be peaceful revolutions which come about by the application of democratic principles and law, and which seek to remove from office the very parties that have impoverished the dignity of our societies. This doesn't mean introducing protectionism, pulling up the bridges, filling the moat and guarding the watchtowers, no. Isolationism doesn't work, but neither does globalization. It's time for a rethink, and it's also time for new management. Tuna Mike clocking out. Rise up. Dung weche pek kod welo mabiro e Tuanda Mike. Dung paro dit kod jok mawuoye Tuanda Mike. Seche tin sud buta wawinji e Tuanda Mike. Wala wachokre, wabed piny, bi wawinje. Tuanda Mike. Ero chako, dumomit ndi. Tuanda Mike. Podcast makende. Are you fed up with waiting for something different to happen? We can't wait for governments to do what is right because they are invested in delivering what is always wrong. Governments are fronted by people whose election campaigns were funded and supported by the companies that are making money from continued inequality. These people are parliamentarians, ministers and prime ministers, or presidents. They say they exist to run the country for the voters, but they never do, as evidenced from a recent Republican town hall where only members of the Republican Party were allowed entry. So clearly they're running it for someone, just not us. So what do we do? Luckily, I don't have all the answers, otherwise this post would never come to an end. For a start, I would suggest let's stop waiting for the politicians and governments to do the right thing. These cycles when one party comes in, does a bit, then leaves, another party comes in and undoes what the others did, then leaves, is repetitive tedium. It gets us nowhere. Instead, governments come in, having used their time in opposition to scope out the organisations that really want to work for the people, local and regional NGOs and non-profits, the ones that are vocal on local issues and want to represent local projects, and which promptly then have their funding cut or projects cancelled. That's not what we want either. The economy is run by millions of little people, all spending a little bit on the same kind of products. Clothes, food, phones, watches, headphones, cinema tickets, drinks, etc. The companies that make the products sold then use larger companies for their services and products. This goes up the chain until we reach the really big companies, screwing these other companies for a share of the biggest pie of them all, wherever that may be. It is a rat race without end, providing benefits for those we never get to question. So just stop. Take a time out and think a moment. What do we really need? Forget the politicians. Let them waste their time on their own crap. Ignore their press conferences. Don't read their articles. Don't go to their plush events. Don't give them your hard-earned cash or your time. If your party has been in government at any point over the last 30 years, then it has been complicit in all the disaster we can see happening. If your party has contributed to the weakening of the economy and social system, and you are still supporting them, I'm sorry to have to say it, but you are part of the problem, so wake the hell up. Support local and regional companies and organizations that pay local taxes. Let the multinationalists find more lucrative markets elsewhere. We need to learn to make do with less. We have become too greedy as a society, so we might as well start on our own terms. I'm not suggesting we all become monks. If watermelons are out of season, then we don't have to eat them. That's all. That's the start we need to introduce, and thereafter, let your awakening mind think
for itself. On top of that, let's support local community projects directly. Let's contribute to their work. Let's give them money, not the global abusers. Let's venture out into our local streets and meet people. The warmer months are coming. Let's use the time wisely and meet people. Let's visit libraries and attend local meets. Being active socially doesn't turn you into a raving communist. It makes you someone interested in your neighborhood. When shit hits the climate change fan, our neighbors are going to be our primary source of support. We should start building relationships with them. People always go on about how great life used to be, the streets were safer, etc. Well, they were safer because neighbors knew each other and everyone was out and communicating. We've all withdrawn onto our sofas, streaming propaganda all day long when we could be enjoying meaningful friendships. What else can we arrange locally? Police can fund community officer programs again, where officers don't immediately try to arrest and incarcerate young offenders, but talk with them to find better solutions. Large companies hire and fire and don't care what happens locally. Local companies have a local history and a regional footprint. They have grown up with the community. They are more likely to know when things are tough and be more supportive in the process. These companies also need to start communicating directly with sustainability NGOs and stop wasting their time with international consultants in sharp suits. Sure, the Big Four or Big Five or Big Six have some impressive accounts and university degrees. But when their talent is dedicated to screwing common people by providing their rich clients with the kind of advice that can lead to them paying less into the public purse as a basic service, and representing the kinds of companies that make money from destroying the environment and bombing poor people in tents, then maybe we should be looking elsewhere anyway. Local NGOs understand what is happening from a number of perspectives, and the money they receive mainly gets pumped back into the community. Board members can even be unpaid volunteers. These are the organizations we should trust to have local interests at heart. They also have hearts of their own and are less likely to be susceptible to discriminatory practices. That's not guaranteed, and no, just because I'm an idealist doesn't make me naive. They want to support the people in need from every walk of life. That doesn't mean they're angels. I don't believe in angels, either heavenly ones nor the ones on TV shows stripping innovators of their dignity. Let's do some research into those international aid organizations whose funding has been cut due to US corruption and fill the breach ourselves. Let's help existing projects by making meaningful contributions to their work. Where there are none, get active and create your own with your friends and neighbors. Free marketeers keep going on about making government smaller. Well, this is something similar, but goes in a different direction. We need to realize that we don't always need the government, especially when what the government is doing is rubbish and only interested in giving money to rich people and rich organizations. By not using government schemes, we also cut down on red tape, which is a result in itself. The biggest step to take is to realize that we can organize and run our communities perfectly well without government intervention. We don't need global fascist businesses either. Smaller, local technologies will suffice. Developing trade with other communities, establishing meaningful relationships and connections, and doing so in a peaceful, respectful, and non-exploitative manner is fruitful. The world contains billions and billions of life forms that all need to survive somehow. Our model of domination through aggression and superior weaponry is pathetic. We have created a society where aggressive people kill other aggressive people in order to subjugate the peaceful ones to exploitation and suffering. The only logical conclusion to this is that in the future, all the peaceful people will be dead, only brutal animals will remain in a constant state of war, and nobody will be growing, cultivating, or building. Let that sink in a moment. This is the current direction of human development. And the parasitic criminals at the top are getting rich from the deaths of millions of innocents. We really need a reset, and we need to do it ourselves.
Two and a mic. Thank you.